Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today we continue our discussion around being prepared for the end of life. Now, we've been talking all week about things like getting your affairs in order and gifting your possessions. And today I want to talk about the idea of a living will. We never know what's going to happen to us. And the point about a living will is to have your thoughts available to healthcare professionals in the event that there's a major issue in your life. So if you're incapacitated and decisions need to be made, what would you want done? You know, we've all heard horror stories about people that were kept alive on life support when their minds were no longer intact. Imagine some of the challenges that would be faced by your loved ones if they were forced to make some of these life and death decisions for you. Imagine the burdens that they'd have throughout their life and some of just the mental scars that come as a result. Nobody wants to do that to their loved ones. I mean, it's a horrible place to be. And these are the reasons why you should consider the creation of a living will. What it is a legally binding document that instructs healthcare providers of your wishes. That's it. It's pretty simple. But it's so critically important, especially for those people around you. And you know, even for you, do you really want to be in a situation where you're in a vegetative state and you're being kept alive by, you know, machines? You know, maybe you do, maybe you don't. But the point is you can have a directive that's available that can tell people what to do in those types of situations. So I know this isn't a fun topic today, and all week I know this has been a little bit tough to deal with, but these things are important, especially when you have family, when you have children. I mean, to burden your family members with these things is just a horrible thing to do. So I would implore you, if you don't have a regular will, you want to have one. You want to get one. You want to get it drawn up. If you don't have a living will, you want to have one. You want to get it drawn up. And you need to think through these things while you're of sound mind and while you're healthy. If you know someone that can benefit from hearing this episode, send them a link. Suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull in the podcast. I'd also love to hear from you. I know there's some pretty horrific stories out there, and maybe sharing some of those stories might be the difference between somebody taking action in this area and not. So if you can send them along, that would be wonderful. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to conclude our discussion on this topic of end of life. For today, I just really want you to think about your will, you know, having documents drawn up, and what you should be thinking about and doing around those ideas.